Well, now what we're really struggling with is how do we fit it all together? How do we get clients to listen to all this information? How do we make all of this work? It is so much information. And, talking to Clyde, I blame Clyde for a lot of my best ideas and my worst ideas, just because, he's got so many ideas. But I said, Clyde, what good are we anymore? I mean, you can write your will on a napkin and go into court and modify everything. You can reform it. You can change anything. You can fix anything. All of these DIY materials, why are we important anymore? How are we relevant? And he said so aptly, it's never been more important for people to have experienced, compassionate elder law attorneys who will walk through all of these pieces of information with them and help people develop plans. That's what we're here for. So what I'm talking about is after 65 second chances, but a lot of things that end at certain points in time. So the fact that there are so many scenarios make it very difficult for people to plan. We don't have any crystal balls. What can happen? There are so many things. What scenarios do we plan for? Are you going to be healthy at home? Do you want to spend your money on caregivers? Do you want to save for nursing home care? There are all these different scenarios. We don't know what to plan for and what to sacrifice. The fact that people are aging out of a lot of these planning options actually might help clients plan. And my slides are not in the paper, but they just go directly with the paper and their prompts in case these new bifocals I got. If I couldn't see the screen, I wanted to be able to see something as a prompt. So there's nothing unique about the slides, but...